Instant illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. The best and most efficient pharmacy is within my own system. The best and most efficient pharmacy is within my own system. Our bodies are created perfect. Ask a scientist, he'll tell you that. Our bodies have within them the regenerative system for any type of material that the body might like to have, that is, that the body has. And the body can regenerate itself on any type of chemical, any type of substance, any type of, what would you say, the organ action function, you know, whatever is necessary can replace. However, does it do this? And the question is answered, yes. It does it every time until we, as humanity, get in the way and tell our bodies that they are imperfect. We tell our bodies that they are less than beautiful. We tell our bodies that they are incapable of doing the things that they would so naturally do. The body produces insulin to provide the necessary insulin for the body. The body produces the various other glands and stuff. We don't need to go into that, but it produces all this stuff that is necessary for it to function. Where else would it get it? Where else would a body living in an environment that wouldn't have it get that material from? The Indians found certain drugs in trees and leaves and so forth, and early pioneers found them. But when you get right down to it, and you ask the scientists today, what did they find? And you're told they really found a placebo. They found only a placebo because it was just what they felt it was going to do. And then it did it. When we believe that our body will produce all of the materials necessary for it to function harmoniously, it will. When we believe in our body, it does. You ask a little boy, be good, and the little boy says, "Hey." You tell the little boy, "I'm so proud of you, you're good, you're wonderful, you're fantastic," and leave it alone, come back, keep planting seeds, and pretty soon the little boy is good. Now, does our body act that way? When we say, every organ action function of my body is absolutely perfect right now, every organ action function of my body is absolutely perfect right now, does the pharmacy of our body provide our body with the necessary things to maintain it? And the answer is no. Herb, that's contradictory. No. Our body can provide whatever is necessary, but it doesn't need to. Our body doesn't need all the things that it uses to function. Our body can function perfectly well without any of these things. In fact, our body can exist without air, exist without water, exist without anything. How can that be? Well, our body does not use these things. Our body uses them when we think of ourselves as an object that uses up oxygen because we breathe it, we use up water because we drink it and we put it out of our system, we use up foods because it goes through our system and it acts upon other organ actions and functions of our system to appear to be using it. Now, I know it's a big step. It's a big step. But in Discovery Magazine, in Scientific American, in Popular Science, in all of these magazines that are coming out with an interest in these things, they're telling us time and time and time again. Richard Bach wrote in Jonathan Livingston Seagull, perfect speed is being there. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, do you believe that?
Yeah.
It certainly is a reasonable thing to believe, but have you ever seen it? Have you ever done it? Yes, you have, but you don't know it. Now, in the New Year's edition, or this month's edition of Popular Science, they're running a series of indications of how fast things travel. And they have things traveling at trillions and trillions of miles per hour, of miles per second. And these things are traveling so fast. Now, they have recorded some objects from somewhere that are going so fast they haven't even got a measure on their scale that tells how fast they're going. It goes beyond anything the scale can say. Now, that's getting closer and closer to being there. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the only thing that keeps us from not being there? Is our mind, our thought. We don't believe that all time and space are here. We don't believe that perfect speed is being there. And once we just are there, we don't need to believe it. We are there. You don't need to believe that the sky is blue or the sky is not blue. You don't need to believe that water is wet or dry. You don't need to believe all those things. Whatever it is, it is. What we need to believe is that we are the allness, that we are the isness, that we are absolute. When we come to that belief, then we will have a perfect body. Oh, you got to wait that long? No. No, not really. The moment you start realizing that you have a perfect body, then you're there. The moment you start realizing you have a perfect body, then you're living in absolute consciousness. You're living in the isness, the allness. The moment you start recognizing that all is already done, that on the earth exist all objects that will ever exist, ever could exist, or ever will have existed right now, and that they exist in the timelessness and the spacelessness of all. Now, you see, that moves us out of the area of necessary pharmacology, of necessary objectivity that we need for our body to function, that we need for our mind to function, that we need for our being to function. And in truth, the best and most efficient pharmacy is within my own system. But in the ultimate, that's not even there. I would like to ask you a question that you may answer for the next couple hundred years, just for the fun of it. And that question is our body an illusion?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If our body is an illusion, why do we create it limited? Our body is created out of the infinite allness, perfect, unlimited. Now, we create it limited. Mm-hmm. Now, when are we going to return to our original purity and integrity of being unlimited? And when we're unlimited, then we are everywhere that we think we are. And in fact, we're everywhere even when we don't think we are there, because we are the allness. Now, we are absolute, even if we don't know that all the stuff that is absolute. You see, when you are a billionaire, just one or two billionaire, when you're a billionaire and you are out having fun, you don't know you're a billionaire. You just enjoy unlimited wealth, right? Mm-hmm. Independent wealth. When you are a billionaire and you feel, I will count my billions,
you're not anymore.
You're nothing. You're counting your billions. You have no idea what's going on in your world. You have no idea what's going on in your consciousness. You have no idea what your potential is, what your possibility is. You have no idea, because you are putting yourself one pointedly and counting that amount of money, which, by the way, is an impossibility, because that money keeps increasing in value. That money keeps increasing in amount, if you invest any of it at all, and I'm sure you do. You have a limitless, unending task to do that, because it just keeps growing and growing and growing. Can you understand what $100,000 is? Yeah. Can you understand what $1 million is? Yeah. Can you understand what $3 or $4 million are? Three or four houses. That's cheating. No. Can you understand what $3 or $4 million? Can you understand what $3 or $4 million X's are? Can you understand what 1 billion X's? And the moment you say you can understand that, then you're not living in the limited presence, you're limited in the absolute. And in absolute, you're in allness, and you're not aware of the relative. You're not aware of the limited attitude or limited space. Now, so think about it. It's poor to ask this question over you right now, but what would you rather do? Be a billionaire counting your money, or be a billionaire enjoying it?
Enjoying it.
That wasn't too hard, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't too hard. But that's where it is. Now, what would you like to do? Have a perfect body, or would you like to have your body have its own efficient pharmaceutical system operating within it, taking care of all of your being? No.
Have a perfect body.
No. If your pharmacological body is taking care of you, it has a need to take care of.
Okay.
No. And if you are living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, there's nothing to take care of. It just is. It just serves whatever purpose you want to give it. It doesn't need to eat. It doesn't need to drink. It doesn't need to do anything. It is perfect. Now, can you see how simple and how easy it is for us to fall off the track and not get where we're going? You all say, I want to be absolute. I want to be the allness. I want to be the isness. I want to be, you know, aware of everything. And I want to have everything. And I want to do everything. The moment you do that, you are not aware of anything. You are all, that's true, but you're not aware of getting in your Jaguar and taking off down the road, you know? And you have to decide what game you want to play. The best and most efficient pharmaceutical system is within my own system, and that's true. And we have to go beyond that. The best system is no pharmaceutical system. And then the best system is no system. It's just being. Yeah. Can you do that?
Yes.
Can you think of... Ellen, how's your mom doing?
What?
Ellen, how's your mom doing?
Just fine.
If I say your mom, your consciousness is with your mom at some point in time or other, and you're saying she's doing just fine or she's sick as a pig. Now, what is she?
She's just being fine.
Well, let's not play the game too.
Okay,
deep.
She's fine.
She's fine. How is your mom? And she's mentally, fine. You think of your mom and you think fine. All right, how's Alias doing?
He's doing fine.
All right, that's great. Now, how's Herb doing?
He's doing great.
That's great. Not fine, but great. You know. Okay, but you see, your mind instantly goes to that term, whatever it means, and you are with that term at some happy time. You understand?
Yeah.
You're not with that term in what it's experiencing this moment, because you're not with it this moment, but you were with it that moment. And so you're thinking of it at that moment. And that's where the timelessness comes in. We are anywhere and everywhere. Now, if I were to say to Ellen, Ellen, what is your mom doing right now? And Ellen would have to say, let me think about it. No! You are there right now. Whatever word comes to your mind, oh, Ellen tells me that her mother is playing the piano.
That's what the came to first thought.
Well, then say it.
Yeah.
But you see, you have the capacity not to think in the past, but to think in the present. But we're so occasioned to thinking in the past, we forget about thinking in the present. So now, what is your mom doing right now?
She's blowing a horn.
Oh, a minute ago she was playing the piano.
God.
And so now she's blowing a horn. That's fine. Okay, Ellen.
She has many instruments.
Ellen.
Yes.
What is Mariella doing right this minute?
She's reading a book.
What time is it over there?
10 o'clock.
Morning, night?
10 o'clock in the night.
Yeah. Maybe she's reading.
More than likely she's in bed, but she's probably in bed reading a book. You don't think she's in bed at 10 o'clock at night? Ah, so. You see, so, now what did Ellen do? She answered me, she did not think. And what Ellen wants to start answering is, she is reading a book. She is doing whatever. And I say, she's in bed. She is reading a book, and she's got the fire going in the little fire pit there, and she's just reading this book by herself, and the kids are all off to bed, and it's her quiet time.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you live in the now.
Yeah.
So if you're a perfect body, what kind of pharmacology does it need?
None.
None.
Just being.
Now, are you ready to admit to that?
Yes.
Then, so it is.
So live it.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.